ओम नमश्चंडिकायै वी सॉ द स्टोरी मूव्स वेरी फास्ट सो लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा प्रेस्ड देवी because Devi was in the sleep of Lord Vishnu. Unless she is disturbed, there is no way of Mahavishnu waking up. So he glorified Devi so that Devi blessed him. How? Mahavishnu woke up from his sleep. And that was beautifully said. Devi emerged out from Mahavishnu, from his the whole system. You saw her face, his face, his eyes, his bosom, his physical, from Bhagavan's body, mind is complex, she just emerged out. When sleep came out, means that Bhagavan Vishnu woke up. When Lord Vishnu woke up, he saw these demons, and the demons were described. We saw how demons were described, how they looked. We saw that. And so, ativirya parakramo duratmano krodaraktau krodarakteekshanau, and he saw such madhu kaitava dadrushe. He saw those madhu and kaitava. Then what happened? And he fought with them for 5,000 years. Pancha Varsha Sahasrani. Means Pancha Sahasra Varshani. He fought with them. Yudhe. He fought with them. And they were also very highly powerful. And they, after so many years, the battle was going on. So they were very, very, very proud. They were full of themselves. So they told Mahavishnu, come on, better ask for some boon from us. We'll give you some boon. Varaha, asmattaha varaha vriyatam. Asmattaha varaha vriyatam. They said, okay, came, ask for boon. Iti. And Bhagavan said, no, what boon Bhagavan asked? Mama, me tushtau, ubhau api. If you both are pleased with me, satisfied, pleased with me, me tushtau, ubhau api. Ubhau api, me tushtau. If you both are pleased with me, then mama Vadhyau bhavetam. May you become destructible by me. If you are both of you are pleased with me, may you both become destructible by me. Anyena varena atrakim. By asking for any other boon, what is the use? Anyena varena atrakim. Where enda varthalam enna palam. Yetavadhi mayavritam. This much alone is asked by me, chosen by me. Nothing else. I do not want anything else from you both. Yetavadhi vritam maya. This much alone is my choice. This much alone is my boon. I ask for only this boon. Yetavad eva. Ivlodana kekra. This much alone, etavad hi vritam maya. What is that? Ubhau maya, mama vadhyau bhavetam. May you both become easily destructible by me. And by saying, Rishi says, those two were cheated. So vanchita bhyam, tada. Those two were vanchitav. And they both saw sarvam jagat apomayam. These two demons, Madhu and Kaitaba, vilokitavantav, they saw everything was in water. sarvam jagat apomayam vilokitavantau. They saw everything being water. And seeing the whole universe being immersed in water. And they told Bhagavan. Bhagavan was told by them. What is it? Avam nahi jahi. Come on. Okay. You have your desire fulfilled. Avam jahi. You kill us. Jahi. Where yatra salilena urvi na paripluta. Yatra prithivi urvi salilena na paripluta. Tatra avam jahi. May you kill both of us in a place where the earth is not immersed in water. They thought the whole earth was immersed in water. Everything was immersed in water. No part of earth, no part of the world was not immersed in water. So Bhagavan cannot find something which is not immersed in water. So they told Bhagavan, you kill us in a place where the earth is not immersed in water. Some part of the earth, no part of the earth is not immersed. Yatra urvi salilena na paripluta tatra avam jahi. Okay, they do not know Bhagavan is the only person who is not included in Jagat. It's called Ajnana, okay? Who is not immersed in Jagat? Who is not part of the Jagat? They can be killed only which is not included in the Jagat. The entire universe remains immersed in water means the only one thing which is not part of the Jagat. What is it? The whole Jagat is known. Okay. Drishya Prapanchaha. The entire objective universe, including one's body, mind and complex, is what? Jagat. That is immersed in water. Okay. What is that one thing which is not immersed in what? Which cannot be included in the objective universe is the knower consciousness. The subject alone is not included in the object of knowledge. And the knower consciousness is what? Swarupam of Bhagavan. Bhagavan Mahavishnu symbolizes the reality which is not included in the objective universe. Therefore, when they didn't understand that, then Rishi tells, what did Bhagavan do afterwards? Finished. As soon as they said, poor demons, they thought there's nothing which was not immersed in water. They did not know Bhagavan cannot be included in the universe. Immediately, Bhagavan pulled them to his lap. He just killed them. Why? Bhagavan is not included in the Jagat. Jagat is in Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not in Jagat. Beautiful. So that, now Maharishi says, Rishi Medhas, he wants to have the joy of revealing this part. He says, Rishi Ruvacha Tathe Tuktva Bhagavata Shankha Chakragada Bhruta Tathe tyuktva bhagavata shankha chakra gada bhruta kritva chakrena vaichinne kritva chakrena vaichinne jaghane shirasi tayoho jaghane shirasi tayoho yeva mesha samut panna brahmana samstuta swayam prabhavamasya devyastu bhoya shrunu vadamite. So Maharishi says, tathe tuktva bhagavata, You break it tatha. Tatha iti uktva. Tatha iti gunasandhi tateti. Tateti uktva yensandhi. Tateti uktva. அப்படியே ஆகட்டும் என்று சொல்லி ததா இதி உக்த்வா. ஓகே, தட் இஸ் ஃபைன், ஐ வில் கில் யூ, ஒன்லி வேர் த வேர்த் இஸ் நாட் இமர்ஸ்ட். ஓகே, பகவான் அக்ரீட் டு தயர் கண்டிஷன். ததா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஓகே, எஸ் வில் டு த சேம். ததா இதி, ததா அப்படியே என்று, அப்படியே ஆகட்டும் என்று. தத்தா இத்தி, ஓகே, தஸ் செட் பகவான். ஓகே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஓகே, லெட் இட் பி சோ. லெட் இட் பி சோ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஆஸ் யூ விஷ்ட், ஐ வில் கில் யூ, ஒன்லி எக்ஸாக்ட்லி வேர் தி ஏர்த் இஸ் நாட் இம்மர்ஸ்ட். ததா இத்தி உக்த்வா, ஹேவிங் செட் தட், ஹூ பகவதா, பகவான், இட் வாஸ் செட் பை பகவான் லைக் தட், பகவான் செட் தட். And who is this Bhagavan? Shankha Chakra Gada Bhrut. Bhruta is the third case. Shankha Chakra Gada Bhrut Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the nominative. Shankha Chakra Gada Bhrut is adjective. Shankha Chakra Gada Bhrut. Bhrut means Bharati. Iti Bhrut. One who holds. One who is holding. Shankha Kanch Chakram Disk Gada Maze. So Bhagavan, who is endowed with all these weapons, Shankha Chakra Gada Pani, we say Gada Bhrut Bhagavan. By him, third case what? Shankha Chakra Gada Bhruta Bhagavata. Bhagavan is Shankha Chakra Gada Bhrut. By that Bhagavan, who is endowed with Shankha Chakra Gada, therefore he is said Shankha Chakra Gada Bhruta Bhagavata. Both words are takaranta pullinga shabdas. Third case. Shankha Chakra Gada Bhruta Bhagavata. Okay. It was said, okay. Then, Tayoho Shirasi. Shiras is a sakaranta napumsakalinga shabdah. Due to gender word. Shiras, one head. Shirasi, two heads. Tayoho Shirasi, their heads. Tayoho means what? Of both of them. Tayoho, their. Of Viruvarudaya. Tayoho Shirasi. Both their heads. Both their heads. Jaghane. Jaghane Krutva. Jaghanam means a lap. No? Jaghanam means lap. Bhagavan's lap is Jaghanam. Jagane Krutva. Krutva means having made. Having just brought their heads. Tayoho Shirasi Jagane Krutva. Having kept their both their heads on Bhagavan's lap. No? Chakrena. Chakrena with his chakram, with his disc. சின்னே சின்னே சின்னம் சிரஹ சின்னம் ஹெட் வாஸ் கட் சிரே சிரசி சின்னே டுவல் சின்னம் சின்னே சின்னானி போத் தேர் ஹெட்ஸ் வேர் கட் கட் வித் ஹிஸ் டிஸ்க் கே ஹவு ஹேவிங் கீப்பிங் போத் தேர் ஹெட்ஸ் ஆன் பகவான்ஸ் லேப் both their heads were cut by Bhagavan. Passive voice sentence. See, mostly in Puranas, they like passive voice sentences. Shankha Chakra Gada Bhruta Bhagavata Tayoho Shirasi Chakrena Chinne. Past tense, passive voice, dual. Both their heads were cut by Bhagavan with his disc, keeping their heads on his lap. What does it mean? They did not know where the universe ends. There is something which is beyond the universe. That is the most indestructible. unless identity is with that Bhagavan, destruction is unavoidable. The identity is with the Jagat, then they thought their identity was only with the Jagat, not with Bhagavan. Therefore, they said, come on, kill us. Where the universe is not immersed in water. Bhagavan is very pleased. Okay, bye. Wait. So he killed them on his lap. Bhagavan, who is not included in the universe. Universe is inclusive of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not included in the universe. Bhagavan is distinct from the universe, but not distant from the universe. And we do not understand Bhagavan being distinct because of the non-distance between Bhagavan and the universe. We mistake Bhagavan to be the universe. Actual Bhagavan is not the universe, but the universe is Bhagavan. To see that universe being Bhagavan, Bhagavan being not the universe, we must be able to see Bhagavan being distinct. That is the problem. Then what happened? They got killed, which means what it symbolizes, etc. I'll tell you next class, as I have another commitment. Now, it's over. Now, next verse. Eva mesha samut. Now, both the demons were killed. Eva mesha samutpanna brahmana samstusa swayam. So evam esha means esha devi, desha esha maya devi, brahmana samstuta, she was highly glorified and praised by Brahma. Samstuta, samyak suta, samstuta, stuta praised, samstuta highly praised. So devi was highly praised by Brahma. Okay, this devi who was highly glorified by Brahma, samutpanna swayam, she appeared herself, samutpanna means she emerged herself, being glorified by Lord Brahma, who this esha, in this manner, esha devi, this devi, brahmana samstuta, highly glorified by Brahma, swayam samutpanna, she manifested herself. Asyaha devyaha prabhavam. Prabhav. This devi's glory. Asyaha devyaha prabhavam. Glory of this devi. Bhuyaha shuno. Bhuyaha again. Bhuyaha means again. Shuno. Bhuyaha shuno. Again listen. Te vadami. I tell you Devi's glories, more of her glories. Listen, may you listen to the glories of this Devi. And how this Devi, just being praised by Brahma, appeared herself. Okay. Esha Brahmana Samstuta Devi Swayam Samutpanna. Swayam Samutpanna. Asyaha Prabhavam. Asyaha devyaha prabhavam tu bhuyaha shruno. Te vadami, te tubhyam vadami, I tell you again. Which means Rishi Medhas has not stopped. He only temporarily, he gives a small break. Okay? Which means he is going to continue to talk about Devi in the form of Lakshmi the next lesson. Before going to Lakshmi, I tell you, now we are going to enter into Mahalakshmi, which means we are going to see the oneness of the power. The power of reality is one and the only power. Unmanifest is Devi, Maya, and when she becomes manifest, she is Jnanam. And how? Then first she is there as Lakshmi. Okay? And we see the same Devi's glories. We are going to listen to this Medhas, the next chapter. as Lakshmi's glories. Okay? And then I'll also tell you the significance again, little more, the next class. Iti Shri Markandeya Purane Savarnike Manvantre Devi Mahatme Madhu Kaitabha Vadonama Prathamodhyayaha. I'll tell you more philosophical significance with that in the next class. I'm stopping this class now, time being. So I'll see you in 20 minutes. Okay? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.